This is Recorded Podcast, another day, another podcast. Hope you had a wonderful day, whether you're starting it, whether you're ending it. You might be listening to this in the middle of the night, but whichever you're doing, I just hope that everything is great for you. I hope that you receive everything you want in life and more. September 28th, 2017, I started this podcast. We did a crazy episode with my wife. I think I'm about 44 episodes in. I had a lot of confidence in this podcast and high hopes. And then I would just not do it. If you look back at the history, I have long gaps of not doing it, then doing it. And I think I just felt like everybody else, like just not believing in myself. But I'm here to talk to y'all today, man, just briefly. I just wanted to celebrate, man, 2 years of doing this. But really, I feel like this is my first year. Really, first couple months, because I didn't really start going into hard on this until about August. And let me tell you why. The reason why is, man, I was insane. I was at a job, still currently at a job. And this shit was just driving me crazy. Like, I came back from a beautiful vacation celebrating with my wife. Congratulations to us. 6 years in the books, a lifetime to go. Y'all could clap it up. Thank you. But, man, we went on a beautiful vacation to celebrate our union and 6 years of it. And when I came back, it was like all hell was breaking loose around me at the job and just craziness. And then, you know, just like everybody, the job is the comfort zone. You get a paycheck every 2 weeks. You got insurance. You know what time you got to work. You get off. It's great, right? Why would you ever leave? But that's the trap that jobs get us in. They get us in these traps of, you know, everything's so easy this way. Why would you ever want to do anything else? Why would you want to be an entrepreneur? Why would you want to start that business? Why would you want to do nails? Why would you want to rap? Why would you want to do a podcast? Why would you want to do photography? Why would you want to do construction? Why would you want to do anything other than just get this check every 2 weeks? But I think that's what we got to get out of. Hear me closely. Hear me very closely. I am not saying quit your fucking job today. I'm saying have a plan. Have a plan intact of how you're going to move. I've really been thinking lately that life is chess. I have no idea how to play chess, but I know how to play life chess. Life chess is knowing what to say, knowing what to do, knowing how to act around certain people, knowing how to move, knowing what's right for you, knowing what's wrong for you, knowing what's peer pressure. And unfortunately, adults have peer pressure, but knowing, do you move towards that bad idea, that bad something, or do you move away? You have to have mental chess. And at work, you got to play mental chess every day. You want to curse that motherfucker out. You want to look at them. I'll beat your fucking ass. Meet me back. In the back. Do whatever. But we can't. Because we playing chess. We playing life chess. And if you jump out there and do stupid moves, it's checkmate. So if you jump out there, you have children. You jump out there, you have a home. You have a wife. And you just quit. That's checkmate on you, because you might lose, because you might lose everything. But sometimes you jump out there and you say, fuck it. I remember I seen an Instagram post. You know, everybody gets their fucking inspiration from Instagram nowadays. So I seen an Instagram post and it says, somebody offer you $100,000, you jumping out of this plane right now. And everybody automatically would say no. But when you looked at the picture, the plane was grounded. So it's like, you already said no, but the plane was grounded. You just had to jump literally out the plane, but it was grounded. And I just feel like that's kind of like a metaphor for life. Like, we sometimes you got to jump out there not knowing, but you got to have a plan. You got to know everything. So when you think about quitting that job, you got to know, like, okay, well, if I quit, how is this going to be ordered? That going to be ordered? This, and this. And that way, it'll get you ready to jump because you kind of know what you're doing. But what I really wanted to get to is, man, just believing in yourself. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. Going to that job every day that you know ain't shit and expecting a different result, you're insane. Staying in that relationship, expecting the same result, you're insane. To, you know, think that you're going to get your podcast, talking to myself, I know who needs to hear this, off the ground. If you think about your photos, if you think about any company idea you had, and you just do a little bit of work and it's really not going nowhere, you're insane, because it's not going to go anywhere. You're doing the same thing expecting a different result. And that's not how life works. Life, you got to put in the work. Right now, I'm tired as fuck. I've been up since about 5 this morning, ripping, running, cutting grass, doing other stuff, sending emails, trying to get pitches here, trying to search other jobs, trying to do everything. But I want this. I want this bad. I appreciate your support if you're listening right now. I appreciate if you tell people. I appreciate if you give me the criticism, like how I could do it better. I appreciate everything. And on this 2-year anniversary, shout out Kyrie, shout out Sean, shout out my wife, shout out Shay, shout out Lil Duke, shout out my cousin Lil Bobby, man, shout out Dietrich that I had on recently, shout out Ty, shout out everybody, anybody listening right now, shout out to you, because I want you to win in any way I can support you. Please hit the DMs if we don't talk on a regular basis, whatever, like, let's chop it up, let's grow together. Because I just really feel like the way, I mean, really for black people and all people, but really for black people right now, I really feel like the jobs are toxic. The job is nasty. The certain things we're doing over and over and this insanity that we in, it really fucks us up. So we got to change that narrative on us. We got to change our mindset, because that job, it's not helping us, y'all. You bring that shit home. You bring that baggage home. You bring that negativity home. You bring all of that home. For what? For however much an hour? But you had this idea. It's crazy, of course. This podcast, nobody gets this podcast shit. Most of the people I tell, I know they don't really listen. They don't get it. But I believe in it, and I get it. And I have to get this shit off the ground. That means I have to stay tired as fuck. That means I have to spend money and don't expect nothing in return. That means I have to network. That means a lot of people have to tell me no, like they have. And I got to go through it with a smile on my face. You know why? Because I believe in it. Because I know, like, what I'm saying and the positive energy I'm putting out in the world will free somebody from listening to this podcast. Or, man, just coming on here and hearing somebody else's story is freeing somebody. But in the sound of my voice, I want you to really dig deep and find what it is that you can do, that you can contribute to the world, that you can make great, because the job ain't it. If you're telling yourself, if you're insane like I was insane, and what I did to get free, what happened with me at the job, it's like getting talk too crazy or whatever, you know, getting pulled in the office, getting potentially wrote up about bullshit. The job is disgusting for many reasons. Like, for me, I want to raise my kid when I have kids. I want to be there. I don't want a job to tell me my kid is scratching their ass at 3 o'clock at a performance at the school, but I can't go because I still got work to do. Or, you know, you're going to get cut for that. Or, you know, that's going to be another tardy, or, you know, it's kind of, fuck that. I want my own shit. I think everybody wants that. I think everybody deserves that. I think it's time to be great. I think it's time for you listening to be great. You know what it is you want, but you also got to know that shit's going to be hard as fuck. It's easy to get a paycheck every 2 weeks. It's hard to grind. It's hard to work all fucking day and then put your time and energy towards something else that you really want. But when you really want it, it don't feel like work. I feel rejuvenated. My head fucking hurts right now. I have a headache of just being up and grinding. And I got more stuff to do tomorrow that I want to do that, hey, I just got to do it because this is what I want. This is, I want to be great. I want all of us to be great. I feel like in the black community, if we get that financial freedom, that'll help us be great. That'll help many people get from under, because we talk about reparations because we were set under to not get paid and put under to not get jobs, to not get opportunities where everybody else, they had a fair shake. You know, different races and stuff had a fair shake. That's why we talk about reparations, because we was poor and disenfranchised coming to this country. And it's still fucked up, and the effects of slavery is still around today. So what I say to my people and all people, let's be great, y'all. Fuck all that negativity, fuck all that drama. Anything, my mantra lately, and anybody, man, that I've been talking to lately knows, my mantra has been, I don't know when I'm going to go. I don't think you know either. So why not do it today? Why not get that ball rolling? And it's a long grind. This podcast might not take over for 10 years. It may not ever take off, but I love it. And I don't think that's not going to happen because of what the belief I have in it, in the freedom and the power of words. Way stronger than anything else in this world. You could free somebody or you could deem them to hell and hurt them forever. The power of words is very powerful, and I want to use mine to motivate. And it's 2 years, man. I just recently took photos. AUG 4th Photography, AUG, number 4, TH Photography on Instagram. Man, I got a beautiful chance. Shout out to family. You know who you are. To shoot Future, Meek Mill, YG, beautiful photos. And I ain't believing that. I took those photos with a camera that I cracked the lens on before. And I was like, ah, you know, my shit ain't gonna come out that great. But man, just pushing towards and persevering through bullshit, man, the photos came out beautiful, man. And it gave me confidence. This podcast gave me confidence. Creating a way out of my current situation and not being insane. Because I'm breaking out of the insanity, because I'm not just going to the job and going home and pouting and then hoping tomorrow's different. I'm actually busting my ass and working towards something. And it feels great. It feels freeing. And I want this for everybody. For you to start that business today. For you to motivational speak. For you to do anything that's going to free you. But I want all of us to break out of that insanity. 2 years, I ain't believing this shit. This shit is going on 2 years. But I was like, I don't know, nobody's gonna listen, but I gotta grind. You fucking, you being a pussy right now because you're not trying hard enough. You're gonna pout, you're gonna go to sleep and hope the next day is different. Insanity, y'all. That's me being insane. I can't do that. I gotta be great. I gotta be great. I got people depending on me. And I want to be there for them. I want to never tell them no when it comes to something financial that's within reason. I want them to live the best life, period. My wife deserves that. My nephews, nieces, brothers, sisters, cousins, everybody deserves that. And if we be each other's crutches, we can really make this shit great. We can make this world great. So, like I said earlier, this is recorded. Instagram, DM me, hit me personally. If you got anything you working on, man, the sound of my voice, let's get it. Let's all be great today. I just wanted to come out here and just drop a little quick something. It was a slow time for me picking up interviews, so I just like, let me get on here and talk my shit, man. So, man, just believe in yourself today. Stop that insanity, because shit ain't going to change till you make a change. You got to be tired. You got to be fucking hungry to get it. You got to be willing to put your money into it. Have a plan. Listen, have a plan. But you got to be willing to really, really go hard. Every success story, them motherfuckers struggled. Kevin Hart used to eat food. They would let him go on to eat food. Meek Mill said he was broke. He was hungry rapping and battling. Everybody struggled. Why the fuck would I not struggle? Why would I not have to get this podcast out the mud? Why would I? Rick Ross said he knew when Fat Boy came on the stage, that was time to go use the bathroom and get something to drink. For 10 years, he did that. Are you ready for that? I am. Because I know I can't do the job shit. And I don't think you want to neither. So I'm telling you, the sound of my voice. Let's be great. I want to dedicate this podcast to Combat Jack, the legend that really, really got me into podcasts and just his style. One of his greatest episodes is with Cardi B. Listen to it, the Combat Jack Show. And just, man, I'm going to leave you with some of his words, but I'm going to leave you with this. You're great. Believe in yourself. Stop that insanity. Do it today. Work on it. And have patience. Tunnel vision. Because it's going to be shit coming at you from all sides. But you got to have that tunnel vision and know that you're great. And I know this is recorded. It's going to be great. And this is recorded.
What this is, man, dream those dreams and then man up, woman up, and live those dreams, because a life without dreams is black and white, and the universe flows in technicolor and surround sound.